Welcome back. WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. All of our WNST crab cake tour stops brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play. Got some Betty Boop's scratch offs. I'm going to be giving away Conrad's crabs on Wednesday. And of course, we're going to have some crabs, some crab cakes, getting ourselves ready for the NFL draft. All of it brought to you by our friends at Goodwill Industries as well as Window Nation. Kind of interesting. Conrad's crabs, my next guest last name is Conrad. So I didn't get that wrong. Dr. Jennifer Conrad joins us here to talk about something that's sort of near and dear to me. I married my wife 19 years ago, and my wife loves cats. And I had a cat. We got married, and then we didn't have a cat for about a dozen years and had this freedom. And I was against having a cat. My wife was very, very important to my wife. So we went up to Be More Humane decade ago and adopted a cat, completely changed my life. Anybody that follows me on social media has followed the entire experiment. But the first cat we had was the Claude. Our first cat was Kitty. We loved her. She's 5.5 years old when we adopted her. We lost her when she was 11 years old back in 2017. One of the great pains of my 53 years on the planet. And we readopted an 8-year-old kitten that we named Nala. We call her Boogie for short. She's in the other room napping right now. But along all of this, a law was passed here in Maryland last week. Jennifer Conrad is the founder and director of the Paw Project. She's out in California, but is here to talk about animals, our mutual love of animals and cats, as well as the new law here in Maryland that would make it against the law to have happened what happened to our first cat, which she was declawed in the front, but not in the back. Jennifer, doctor, welcome. First off, welcome in as a fellow animal lover. We have Project Runways going on here this week at Pier 6. I want to give them some love. My friends at Wise Markets are doing Paws for Pets all month long, so I'll be promoting that as well. But you're here on a different kind of mission because this has been a long time mission for you as the kitty crusader to say that declawing a cat would be equivalent to, and I'm missing a finger, if you can see, I'm missing a pointer finger that I lost in a lawnmower accident, that it would be very similar to doing that to a cat, right?
Exactly. Thank you for having me. Congratulations to all of Maryland on a very, very important animal protection ban. The ban on declawing is very important to all the cats of Maryland and maybe all the cats of the United States. Declawing is a misnomer. It really should be called denuckling. So you are exactly right that that's what it is. It's cutting off the bones of a cat. It would be the equivalent of taking this cigar cutter, which I don't know if you can see, and just cutting off this last bone. So,
well, I'm familiar with that. Right. And it hurts like yes. hell. And it's debilitating to some degree. You know what I mean? Not too much, but a little bit, you know?
Well, can you imagine all 10 of your fingers? And can you imagine if someone did that to you on purpose in an attempt to protect a couch?
Yeah, I mean, we have scratching pads for our girl, and our little girl now has claws everywhere. And I will say to you, she's almost 5. She'll be 5 on my mother's birthday, August 3rd. And I don't think she scratched me 4 times in 5 years. She has never, and for people that have a thing about cats and mean cats and this portrayal of cats, probably in the same way that, you know, all pit bulls are portrayed one way or breeds of animals are portrayed that way. Our cat is so, they're mirrors full of love. And she's never taken an aggressive stance with me in her life in 5 years, nothing but love. Sometimes she's a little aloof. You know, she is a cat. And since we moved her out here with birds and all sorts of creatures that come to the windows out in the suburbs where we live now, it's a little different than living downtown. But the notion that anyone would hurt my girl would just freak me out. So if a veterinarian would have ever have told me that this was what we'd be doing to a cat, there would never be a consideration of doing that.
Exactly. And I think this is part of why this campaign is so important, is to protect people from making a mistake that they will always regret. Because declawing is a surgery. It's an amputation of 10 or more toes to protect couches. scratching is a normal cat behavior. And you know what the irony is that they're scratching your couch because they love you and they're trying to tell other cats, hey, this is my person. I'm marking this territory because it's my person. And then to return that with a amputation of their toes, it's horrible. So I think the legislation is so important because not only is it education, but it protects people from making such a huge mistake.
Pleasure to have Dr. Jennifer Conrad here. She's checking in from California, but talking about Maryland animals. And I could sit here and read your work with the Cheetah Conservation Fund and working in wildlife sanctuaries all over the world. What is it about you and cats? What is the genesis of your love of these creatures?
Well, I've always loved cats, but then when I became a veterinarian, I was like, oh, you know what's really fun? Big cats. Because you know how you want to, you know what cute aggression is when your cat is so cute, you want to squeeze it really hard. Well, can you imagine if you had a big cat, then you can really squeeze them even harder. So I love cats. When I was working in a wildlife refuge, for captive animals, I had 40 big cats who were declawed and I thought, I have to do something about this. These cats are crippled from this surgery. And I started repairing their paws, the big cats, tigers, cougars, lions. And I started repairing their paws. And one of the animals I took to surgery was a 4-year-old tiger. And he couldn't walk properly because it hurt so much. So he was rolled back on his wrist. You know how a cat walks in high heels?
Sure.
And so he's rolled back on his wrist. We took him to surgery. We did the best we could to salvage his paws. And then when he was out of surgery, he stood up like a regular cat and he never fell back down. So it changed his life. And I felt like an evangelist, you know, like heal, like it was that fast. And then I was addicted. I had to start repairing these paws because the outcome was so tremendous. So I wanted to do it. And then, of course, little cats are also near and dear to my heart. So we decided that we had to start repairing their paws. And then legislation was the natural progression, because how am I ever going to repair all these paws if I don't stop people from doing it?
When did this begin for you? And I would send everyone out to the Paw Project if you want to learn more about cats and big cats and your cat and why to not declaw. The state of Maryland does not give you that option anymore. I would hate to have the coat hanger situation where people are going across state lines, but I would think that our veterinarian just is the sweetest woman ever. She loves our cat. She loves all the animals that we see come into City Pets. And we liked her so much that we moved from the city and we're still taking our cat, even though it distresses her a little bit to be in the car. We want to have a good veterinarian. No offense to veterinarians that perform these procedures and all sorts of elective surgeries that we have throughout our culture in so many ways. But saying, I'm not going to do that to an animal. I'm not going to be a party to that.
Well, I think veterinarians, I don't think anyone goes to vet school thinking, oh, I'm going to just chop off the fingers of cats to protect couches. But what happens is I think they get into a situation where they're trying to please the client, which is the pet owner or mom, the pet parent, and they're trying to please without really thinking about what they're doing. I think that veterinarians are very well trained in surgery, but not so well trained in behavior. So when a cat comes in scratching, they choose surgery instead of choosing behavior modification, which is the correct choice. You should address a behavior with behavior modification, not surgery. Surgery is left for anatomical pathology. It's not for behavior management.
Dr. Jennifer Conrad is here from the Paw Project to talk about cats. And I would just say that my reticence about cats, I had a cat when I was younger, loved my cat. My cat's name was Poe, loved him to death, have old pictures, the whole deal. The last two cats have really changed my life in regard to, you know, my wife had cancer and her cat became my cat when my wife spent 155 nights in the hospital. The cat became the source that my wife wanted to get out of the hospital, get out of jail and come home and be with her cat. And then the cat died and my wife lived. But our second cat has been just such a beautiful shine in our life in so many ways. And along the my education as an adult. I'm 53 now. I guess we got our first cat. I was in my early 40s. Television, Jackson Galaxy, books, understanding cat psychology to some degree, even though you never fully understand it, you're still guessing a little bit. But our cat is the centerpiece of our marriage, of our life. Like literally, we haven't been able to vacation because we don't have the proper cat sitter. We're working on that. Inquire Within, by the way, if you love cats. But there is something about cat behaviors, about playtime, feeding, napping. Our cat has been sleeping nocturnally now at night with us in bed because she runs all day chasing birds now because there's birds to chase and there's wildlife and flying insects in spring and whatever. But I would say this, the mirror thing is what I would say in the beginning, is that if you know enough that you want a cat or want an animal, and then to understand more about them, that cats aren't dogs and dogs aren't cats and neither are people and neither are children, right? But being older, and maybe it'd make me a better grandparent one day, but being older and the Jackson Galaxy stuff about behavioral problems with animals and height and bush kitties and hill kitties and different things like that that we've learned have made our whole life better because our relationship with our animals better.
I think that's true. And if you bring a cat into your home, you're bringing a wild animal into your home, but it's such an extraordinary presence in a house. And it really does fill the house with a soul. And I believe that we can adapt to their behaviors by giving them the proper scratching posts. And you have to realize that they're going to scratch. That's part of, we don't have that in as humans. We don't have that something that gives us such pleasure like that from scratching, but they do. And so if you change your home, modify your home, that you have proper scratching places for them and places where they're allowed to scratch, then you have this wonderful, wonderful animal who gets to express its natural behaviors in your home and enjoy each other because they're fantastic animals. And I have to say that if you earn the love of a cat, you've really done something, because it's easier to learn to earn the love of a dog. You know, you just open the treat pack and they're right there. They're like, oh yeah, I love you very much. But cats are more like, yeah, you're supposed to open the treats for me. That's your job. So I think that we can modify our homes and do the right thing for cats and not amputate their toes to protect couches.
I tell you what, I'm going to share my screen right now, and I'm going to show you the damnedest thing because I put this on my phone yesterday. My wife, about a year and a half ago, our cat was maybe two and a half. She had been seeing the hamster wheel, giant hamster wheel that cats can get on to exercise. And my wife, and I hope we can see this on the video, and I hopefully I can mute the sound here. But if you're watching, can you see this, Doc?
Yeah, that's great.
So my wife, the wheel had some wheel problems on it, and it was making a lot of noise. So my wife is an engineer by trade. She fixed it, and this is the cat's happiness that the wheel was – this is literally yesterday. Literally, we did this yesterday. So I just wanted to share that with you, let you know that we're good cat owners, and I appreciate you and appreciate you coming on Baltimore Positive, talking about a new Maryland law about declawing. Any advice or hints to people out there this spring? I know during COVID, people picked up animals and then sadly discarded animals, and shelters were overrun in different ways. But just about, you've already made a hell of a pitch for a cat. But we're like minded of all that. But a lot of times, my wife thinks we should get three cats or four cats, and I'm like, no, we got one cat. We're trying to get her adjusted or whatever. But just general information for people out there about their animals and about adopting.
Well, thanks. It's really important to adopt an animal and not buy them, because there's so many animals who are waiting for homes that are, and we shouldn't create the market for people selling animals. We should be taking them out of the shelters where they're at risk of dying if they don't get adopted. Animals are wonderful to have in your home. They are friends with unconditional love for you. And I think that cats are, it's great to adopt two cats if you can, because if they are a bonded pair, then if you have to leave them, they have each other. But some cats want to live alone. Some cats don't mind other cats. But the important thing is to adopt them from a shelter not buy them. To if you want to know about scratching, please visit pawproject.org. But if the most important thing is find out what the cat wants to scratch and mimic it with something they're allowed to scratch. So if they're scratching carpet, give them a carpet scratching post. If they're scratching the wooden legs of a table, give them a wooden scratching post near the table. This is how you deal with cats. It's really easy to do. You just have to look into it to make sure you're doing it right, but never, ever use surgery as a way to deal with a behavior. Never, ever declaw a cat.
We're not going to allow that in the state of Maryland anymore. Thanks to good folks like you making that happen. Doc, appreciate you coming on. Thanks for your time today, your love for the animals. I'm out of pawproject.org right now looking at all the beautiful little kittens out on the front. My little girl's a calico, as you now see. So I didn't bring her on, but I brought her running on the wheel. And people, how many wheels do you – is that common that these cats do wheels and take to them? Because my wife was worried. We trained her with a little piece of shrimp, you know, in the early days. She runs on it. She's so fit now. She's so – she eats more than she's ever eaten because she just runs a lot. She runs more than an average cat.
Right. Well, you have a calico. Nala is it. You know, most calicos are divas. So they have that presence because they know how pretty they are. And I think it's great that she was trained to the wheel because it's a great form of exercise and it makes them happy. And I think when making your cat happy is like the happiest thing you can do in your life because cats deserve the best.
Well, our cat is very, very happy. And I'm number two until my wife goes away. About the third day, I get the feeling of number one whenever my wife's away.
I know that feeling.
You know, Joe Jackson wrote a song, Be My Number Two. So we always sing that one around here. Dr. Jennifer Conrad is here, not of Conrad's Crabs, but we will be at Conrad's Crabs while wearing my Costas Inn shirt. But we'll be there on Wednesday having some crabs, having some crab cakes, celebrating the Maryland Lottery and our Betty Boop giveaways, as well as our friends at Goodwill. And we're cleaning our closets around here while we were feeding our cat this weekend on the wheel, as well as our friends at Window Nation. It is springtime. I'll be telling you a whole lot more about our friends at Window Nation and putting in some windows as well this spring. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking the love of animals and Baltimore Positive.